بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 118. Chapter 2, verse 118. قال الله عز وجل وقال الذين لا يعلمون لولا يكلمنا الله أو تأتينا آية كذلك قال الذين من قبلهم مثل قولهم تشابهت قلوبهم قد بينا الآيات لقوم يوقنون. And those who have no knowledge say لولا يكلمنا الله. Why doesn't Allah speak to us face to face? أو تأتينا آية. Or why doesn't a sign come to us? كذلك قال الذين من قبلهم. Then comes the response from Allah. So said the people before them, words of similar import. تشابهت قلوبهم. Their hearts are alike. قد بينا الآيات لقوم يوقنون. We have indeed made plain the signs for people who believe with certainty. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says concerning these people who have no knowledge as to what they utter. They say, لولا يكلمنا الله. Why doesn't Allah speak to us concerning the matter of believing in the messengers? Or أو تأتينا آية. Or why doesn't a sign come to us? Meaning a sign to prove that the messengers were on the truth. You know, these sayings of them is by way of stubbornness and disdainfulness. Their stubbornness is in saying لولا يكلمنا الله. Why doesn't Allah speak to us face to face? And their disdainfulness is in the saying أو تأتينا آية. Or why doesn't a sign come to us? Because the messengers brought forth the signs the like of which would make people believe. And the greatest of these signs is the glorious Quran brought down on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah challenged them to bring something similar to it, and they were incapable to do so. Then Allah makes sure to tell us that this was the way of those before them. كذلك قال الذين من قبلهم مثل قولهم. So said the people before them, words of similar import. So this was suggested and said from people before. Take for example the people of Musa. The people of Musa, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about them in 2:55, لن نؤمن لك حتى نرى الله جهرة. This was the saying of the people of Musa. لن نؤمن لك حتى نرى الله جهرة. We shall not believe in you till we see Allah plainly. Till we see Allah plainly. You know, with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, similar things occurred. And this is the path of those who belie the messengers. They bring suggestions and they deny. Yet they were given signs much greater than their suggestions. Take for example the issue of Quraysh, the pagans from Quraysh. They suggested that the Prophet ﷺ bring forth many signs Listen to them in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, verses 90-93. Let's take them one by one, inshallah, so that we contemplate them.
وَقَالُوا لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى تَفْجُرَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ يَنْبُوعًا.
This is the first thing. Verse 90. And they said, we shall not believe in you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until you cause a spring to gush forth from the earth for us. What else? They suggested, أو تكون لك جنة من نخيل وعنب فتفجر الأنهار خلالها تفجيرا. Or you have a garden of date palms and grapes and cause rivers to gush forth in their midst abundantly. Was this enough? No.
أو تسقط السماء كما زعمت علينا كسفا أو تأتي بالله والملائكة قبيلا.
Or you cause the heaven to fall upon us in pieces, as you have pretended. Or you bring Allah and the angels before us face to face. You see the similarity? You see how their hearts are similar?
أو يكون لك بيت من زخرف أو ترقى في السماء ولن نؤمن لرقيك حتى تنزل علينا كتابا نقرأه.
Or you have a house of adornable materials like silver, pure gold, etc. Or you ascend up into the sky, and even then we will put no faith in your ascension until you bring down for us a book that we would read.
Say, O Muhammad, قل سبحان ربي هل كنت إلا بشرا رسولا.
Glorified and exalted be my Lord above every imperfection, above all that evil. You associate with him.
Am I anything but a man? Am I anything but a man sent as a messenger?
Then Allah ends it by saying in 94,
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَىٰ إِلَّا أَن قَالُوا أَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ بَشَرًا رَسُولًا.
In 94, please. The same surah, Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, verse 94. And nothing prevented men from believing when the guidance came to them, except that they said, "Has Allah sent a man as His messenger? A man as His messenger?" So you see the similarity. This is the norm with respect to those who rejected the messengers and their signs. Then Allah says,
تَشَابَهَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ.
The first and the last of them, their hearts are alike. Alike in what? In rejecting the truth. And in haughtiness and stubbornness and denial. From the very first time the messengers were sent until the last and final messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rather till the day of resurrection, the hearts of the people of kufr, of disbelief and disdainfulness, are alike. However, what differs is the usloob, is the way, the manner. Some may present something and suggest something, others will add to it or have another suggestion. This is the only difference. So the difference is only in the jins al iqtirah, the kind of suggestion. However, they are united in the essence, and that is rejecting the truth.
تشابهت قلوبهم قد بينا الآيات لقوم يوقنون. قد بينا الآيات لقوم يوقنون.
We have indeed made plain the signs for people who believe with certainty.
Who believe with certainty. We made these things manifested and clear. The signs. And the signs is the plural of sign.
Every sign has a specific denotation.
Every sign has a specific denotation. And that's why it is called alama, sign.
Such, therefore, the ayat of Allah, the signs of Allah, are the specific signs denoting Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, leading to Him.
Marks leading to Him.
لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ, for people who believe with certainty.
Certainty means the knowledge so affirmed that there is no mixed doubt whatsoever with it.
This is the meaning of al-iqan, which means certainty.
The points of benefit.
Number one, the people of falsehood argue with falsehood because their suggestions seeking the signs which they specify is out of denial and haughtiness. Because sufficient are the signs which the messengers brought for people to believe. In addition, if the signs would come or were to come as they suggest, they would not believe.
If the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they deserve is made.
Meaning, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Yunus 10:96-97, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ حَقَّتْ عَلَيْهِمْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ وَلَوْ جَاءَتْهُمْ كُلُّ آيَةٍ حَتَّى يَرَوْا الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمِ.
Truly those against whom the word of your Lord has been justified will not believe.
وَلَوْ جَاءَتْهُمْ كُلُّ آيَةٍ.
Next verse please.
Even if every sign should come to them until they see the painful torment, then they will believe then, when it's too late.
Another thing is, and this is very important,
describing the person, this is the second benefit, describing the person who does not submit to the truth as ignorant.
وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, those who don't know,
who know not, who has no knowledge.
So every person who disdains the truth and opposes it,
فَإِنَّهُ مِنْ أَجْهَلِ النَّاسِ,
فَإِنَّهُ rather أَجْهَلُ النَّاسِ,
he is the most ignorant of people.
Third benefit.
The mushriks, and this is amazing, the mushriks testify that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks with words, letters, and a heard voice. So the speech of Allah is as such, with letters and sound and voice, heard voice. Because they said, listen to what they said,
لَوْلَا يُكَلِّمُنَ اللَّهِ,
لَوْلَا يُكَلِّمُنَ اللَّهِ, Why doesn't Allah speak to us face to face? Why doesn't Allah speak to us? So they are, in this respect, the mushriks, better than those who claim that the speech of Allah is the established meaning in Himself. And this is the creed of many of the deviant sects. The fourth benefit: there is no messenger except that he was assigned to a message and had a sign. Because if he would not bring with him a sign, then people would not be blamed for not believing in him. So take for example, if some person comes saying, "Ana Rasulullah, I am the messenger of Allah, believe in me or I will kill you, and will do this and that and take your wealth, take your property," we don't believe him. And if we deny him, we are not to be held blameworthy. However, the messengers come with signs. No messenger except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him from the signs that are sufficient for people to believe in him. Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala لا يرسل الرسل, does not send the messengers, ويتركهم بدون تأييد, leaving them without support. The fifth benefit: the sayings of the people of falsehood are similar, are alike, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says كَذَلِكَ قَالَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِثْلَ قَوْلِهِمْ, those before them said the same thing, like they're saying. Listen also to the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Dhariyat 51:52-53. كَذَلِكَ مَا أَتَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا قَالُوا سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونٌ أَتَوَاصَوْا بِهِ بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ طَاغُونَ. أَتَوَاصَوْا بِهِ بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ طَاغُونَ. Likewise, no messenger came to those before them, but they said, a sorcerer or a madman. Look at this beautiful word, أَتَوَاصَوْا بِهِ. Have they, the people, transmitted this saying to those who came after them, each telling the other of about this? بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ طَاغُونَ. No, they are themselves a people transgressing beyond bounds in disbelief. And if you try to examine yourself the false claims which the mushriks used to oppose the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from his time until our times, you will find them alike. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Mutaffifin 83:33, وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ. Similarly, nowadays, people who hold to the Quran and the authentic Sunnah are labeled, quote unquote, reactionary or Daravish, that they know nothing. And from the benefits, sayings what we utter, al-aqwal, are a reflection or are related to that which is in the heart. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said there, تَشَابَهَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ كَذَلِكَ قَالَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Similarly, those before them said, قَالَ, مثل قولهم, the same like they're saying, تشابهت قلوبهم, their hearts are alike. And therefore, because of the hearts being alike, the saying, the manifested sayings were alike. And in support of this conclusion is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith reported by al-Bukhari and Muslim, أَلَا وَإِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةً إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ. There is a piece of flesh in the body. If it is correct, then the rest of the body will be correct. And if it is corrupt, the rest of the body will be corrupt. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ. And it is the heart. It is the heart. 7. The likeness of the hearts of the kafirs. Because Allah said, تَشَابَهَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts are alike. 8th point. تسلية الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام, comforting the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because the person who is touched by a calamity, when he sees others also touched by calamities, then in that there will be a kind of comfort to himself, and his calamity he would feel it lighter. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Az-Zukhruf 43:39, وَلَنْ يَنْفَعَكُمُ الْيَوْمَ إِذْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنَّكُمْ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُشْتَرِكُونَ. It will profit you not this day. وَلَنْ يَنْفَعَكُمُ الْيَوْمَ إِذْ ظَلَمْتُمْ. It will profit you not this day, O you who turn away from Allah's remembrance and His worship. إِذْ ظَلَمْتُمْ, as you did wrong. أَنَّكُمْ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُشْتَرِكُونَ, that you will be sharers, you and your qareen, in the punishment. So, on that day, this is negated for the disbelievers, that they may benefit or profit on that day because they will be sharing in the punishment with others. They will be deprived of this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُسَلِّ رَسُولَهُ صلى الله عليه وسلم, is comforting His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, that this saying of theirs was said to messengers before him. The 9th point of benefit, and let's take the verse again please, refuting their claim, أو تأتينا آية. Refuting their claim, when they said أو تأتينا آية, or why does not a sign come to us, this is refuted in the saying of Allah right away. قَدْ بَيَّنَّا الْآيَاتِ. We have indeed made plain the signs. We have indeed made plain the signs. So Allah refuted them. From the benefits is that, and look at the last verse, at the end of the verse, at the end of the statement of Allah, for people who believe with certainty, we have indeed made plain the signs for people who believe with certainty. Meaning, who is going to benefit by the signs? Those who believe in certainty. And as to those who don't, then the signs will not be of benefit to them because of what is in their heart from doubt and uncertainty. And from the benefits from the same statement, that the certain person concerning belief, the signs will be clear to him, while these same signs may not be clear to other than him. This is supported by the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 47:17. وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدَى وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدَى وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. While as for those who accept guidance, he increases their guidance and bestows on them their piety. And from the benefits, now we learn one more time that the signs are of two types, are divided into two types. آيات شرعية وآيات كونية. Legal signs and kauni signs, universal, pertaining to the creation. The legal signs refers to the revelation brought forth by the messengers. The legal or the legislative signs refers to the revelations brought forth by the messengers. And the second type, which is the kauni or universal, this refers to the creation that Allah created, denoting Him as a sign. And denoting, and this is very important, His names and His attributes. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the sun, the moon, the stars, the mountains, rivers, you name it. All these refer to the creation. And these are from the legal, the kauni, universal signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the 13th benefit is the increase of knowledge due to certainty. Because it is from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this revelation, the revelation brought forth by the messenger, the more you are certain concerning it, then the more of the signs of Allah will be clear to you than it is the case with others. So your knowledge will increase consequently. So certainty will lead to the increase in knowledge. قال الله تعالى وَيَزْدَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا. Surah Al-Muddathir 74:31. The more a person is certain, then the more he is knowledgeable. And the more he is knowledgeable, the more he is certain. And they are therefore interlinked. وَيَزْدَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا. And on this note, the person who has doubt, then the signs will not be clear to him. Rather, they will increase his misguidance. They will increase his misguidance. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 124 and 125, وَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتْهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَى رِجْسِهِمْ وَمَاتُوا وهم كافرون. This is very very clear evidence to what has been said.
But as for those in whose hearts is a disease of doubt, disbelief, hypocrisy, it will add suspicion and doubt to their suspicion, disbelief and doubt, and they will die while they are disbelievers.
Concerning the issue of certainty, people are of two types. People who are certain, and therefore they will benefit from the signs of Allah. And there are uncertain people who are in a state of doubt. Therefore they will not benefit from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from this is the example of those who have doubt in their hearts. They look at some of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with doubt. Like, take for example, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says regarding Ayat al-Kursi, من قرأها في ليلة, anyone who recites Ayat al-Kursi at night, لم يزل عليه من الله حافظ ولا يقربه شيطان حتى يصبح. He will continue to have a protector from Allah, and no shaitan will come close to him until he awakes in the morning. Some people recite this verse, Ayat al-Kursi. However, ولكنه في شك من هذا الخبر. However, he is in doubt concerning the news about its benefit, which the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith I related to you, and the hadith is in Bukhari. Or he may say, and it's Surah Al-Baqarah 255, this verse. Or he may say, أقرأها وأجرب, I will recite it and I will see. He will subject it to experience. The type of this person will never ever benefit from it. The only person who will benefit from that is the one who is certain that if he reads it, then he will continue to be protected from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no shaitan will come close to him until he wakes up in the morning. Similarly, the rest of the signs which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam informed concerning some of their benefits, then it is the duty on the believer to recite them or to read them, and while he is certain in the truth of what the Prophet ﷺ informed concerning them, this is if he wants and if he is looking for the perfection of his faith and to benefit from them. This brings the end of this verse, which is verse 118, and we will take a shorter break inshallah, then continue with the verses 119 and 120 after a while. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.